News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing has signed agreements for the long-awaited redevelopment of the National Heroes Park. The ministry signed Memoranda of Understanding last week with the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Chase Fund, which are helping to finance the development. A contract was also signed with Black Brothers Limited to construct boundary walls, begin landscaping, and refurbish and expand the monuments under Phase 1 of the project. Phases 2 and 3 will involve additional infrastructure works, construction of walkways, and further landscaping.
And the total cost of the project is estimated to be $2.5 billion. Don't be frightened by that number. You're not going to get quality without the expenditure of a sum of that magnitude.
Transport, Works and Housing Minister Dr. Umar Davies. The 50-acre space will be divided into five distinct zones: the Shrine of the Heroes, Passive Contemplative Zone, Active Zone, Service Zone, and the zone reserved for Parliament Building. The Ministry of Health has signed a $39.4 million Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the National Family Planning Board, geared at encouraging pregnant women to seek regular antenatal care. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the MOU will see the launch of a public education campaign outlining the impact of early antenatal care on reducing pregnancy complications as well as reducing maternal and neonatal mortality rates.
Under this MOU, we'll see the implementation of outreach activities on child and maternal health, including nutrition, chronic disease, parenting skill, targeting women of reproductive age, and parents of children under 5.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a recent contract signing for the procurement of facilities and equipment to boost maternal and neonatal care across the public service last Tuesday. The government is aiming to make Jamaica the regional leader in the use of renewable energy by 2016. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says his ministry is pursuing investments in renewable energy valued at some $200 million.
Jamaica, by the middle of next year, will have the single largest solar facility in the Caribbean, 20 megawatts, 150 acres of land, just panels, generating electricity to be sold to the grid. The transformation is happening.
Meanwhile, Minister Paulwell says savings of approximately $80 million have been realized to date under the Energy Efficiency Conservation Program, EECP. He says Jamaicans can also contribute to the transformation of energy consumption in the country and is encouraging persons who are generating their own electricity to sell the excess capacity to the national grid. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, on November 5 officially launched its Customer Care Center, which aims to improve service delivery to its 240,000 clients. The center, located at the Halfway Tree Transport Center in St. Andrew and constructed at a cost of some $500,000, is one of several initiatives implemented by the JUTC to improve service delivery to the public. Managing Director Colin Campbell says the state-owned company has also expanded its customer service guides from 11 to 44 officials across the JUTC customer service access points to provide on-the-ground assistance to customers.
Their work is very clear. 140,000 adult commuters and 100,000 students, disabled and pensioners every day. And we have to service that community and make sure that they not only travel safely from origin to destination, but that the experience on JUTC is a positive experience in terms of the customer service.
Arrangements are being made to ensure that JUTC employees are trained in customer service techniques by March 31. A small contingent of JUTC staff is being taught sign language to accommodate the transit company's hearing-impaired clients. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica. JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.